Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph. Today's year is sponsored by Brachy and Kenny Nornsberg and Zeicha Nishmas, Brachy's father, Moshe Dov, Ben Shaul Pinchas, and the Shama Shahab and Aliyah. We are on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph. So, up to now, the Mishnahites have been explaining to us things that you were not permitted to insulate with, right? Things that you could insulate with and things that you could not insulate with. Now, we're going to have some more more insulation rules. Lo kisohu, you did not insulate your pot on Erev Shabbos, mibojom. You did not cover it. So basically, kind of stuck. Lo yichasenu misha tashach. You can no longer insulate it at all when it gets dark. Meaning, once Shabbos starts, not only are you not permitted to insulate with Dabar HaMosif Hevel, you're not even allowed to insulate with something that just maintains the heat. There's no kinds of insulation on Shabbos itself. However, Mishnah states, kisohu, you did a proper insulation, like in the previous day. Vin nisgala. And what that means, and the cover somehow came off, right? And now it's not covered. Mutto lekasoso. Now you're allowed to re-insulate it on Shabbos, of course, with something that's not most of Hevel. You're allowed to re-insulate it on Shabbos. Takanda Rabbanon was you're not allowed to begin the Hatman on Shabbos, but to re-insulate something that was had on Shabbos, that is permitted. Rashi says. Right, in the first part of the Mishnah, Lo Chisenu Mishnah Techshach, Hai Parshina Taim Beperek Beis, Bipnei Ma'amor, Ain't Tomlin, why are you not allowed to do Hatamana, B'dover Chain Moshe Hevel, Mishnah Techshach, Zerah Shema Yartiach. You're afraid that maybe it'll cool off. So, same thing over here. So, if you don't put it in on, if you don't do it before Shabbos, it's fine. If it falls off, you're allowed to do it. So, what does it mean if it falls off? What says Niskala? So, Toso says, Kisohu V'Niskala Mutalik Soso, Nir L'Ri, it appears to the Ri, Dehu Adin, De Mutalik Aloso B'Yadayim. That you're even permitted allowed to yourself, not in this galah by itself, you are allowed to actively remove the insulation on Shabbos, v'lachsor l'chsoso, and then go ahead and re-insulate it again, right? Kemosha mutter, just like mutter litul akdeir l'achzira, same thing like chazara, if you do it the proper way, you know, take a flat off the flame, or the left, put it down, glad to do that. So too by hatmana. So how does it say here, kiso v'nisgalo, nisgalo sounds like it's passive, it's being a nifal, it's happened by itself. Mishum v'nisgalo mi'ojom, he says, because that, it fell off, in this, I'm just talking about where it fell off before it got dark. Iri, dun midresha, lo kiso mi'ojom, v'k'omer d'mut l'chsosu mishu techshaf, so Tosos is saying that, two major chidushim. Tosos is saying, number one, on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to remove the hatman and put it back in. If you were matan before Shabbos, and it fell off by itself, even before Shabbos, put it back in. That's what they're saying. Because you kept the takana of the chachamim. About im gileu be a diamond be ojom, the only thing you're not permitted that if you insulated me be ojom, and then you remove the insulation me be ojom, then you cannot re-insulate it on Shabbos, because it's as if there was no insulation when Shabbos started. That's Tosos. That's what the Rosh says. So you go to Shulchan Aruch, does not pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch does not pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch says, Simon Rishon Zion Siv Dalid, Apa Pisha Ink. You're not allowed to do hatman on Shabbos. I feel b'davar shein roshet hevel. Even with something does not just keep the heat. Im tamen mo b'ojom. If you did hatman before it got dark. Vin nisgala, when it adds a word here, misha chashecha, and it uncovers only after Shabbos. Then mutalash l'chsoso. Then you're permitted to cover it. Not like Tosa. So who's he passing like? Right. So who's he passing like? So basically, he's passing like the Rambam, the Rif, all the other Rishonim who argue. The Ashkenazic Rishonim seem to passing that you were allowed to. Shulchan Aruch does not. The Ramad does not argue. And
why is it any different if you take a pot of soap, you're holding on to it,
right?
You spoon it out,
That's Tosos's claim. But Tosos also has the claim. So that's not a. Tosos also said though. The Chiddush Tosos said. Right. No. Right.
Across the board.
Right. The Chiddush Tosos said, even you do it if it falls off before Shabbos. That's pretty tough. But it felt you were mocking it today. You were mocking. According to Tosos, I'm mocking today at 4:00. I do hatmana properly. At 4:10, it falls off. At 6:00, you put it back on. That's tough. Because it wasn't insulated when Shabbos started. Okay. Next statement in the Mishnah. Mimala es haketon. Somebody, even though you're not allowed to do hatman on Shabbos, you're allowed to fill up the ketone, which is, I guess, the pitcher, with cold water. V'nosein l'tachas hakar or tachas hakesas. You can put it underneath the pillow or underneath the sheet for what purpose is. What? Rashi says, shelo yichamu b'chom hakayetz v'cham. You want to hide it from the sun. So you're basically doing hatmana to preserve the coolness. Ramish is paskinik, that there is no such thing as hatmana to keep something cool. Makes sense. The problem with that mud was shomer yachta b'cholim. So I'll insulate something to keep it cool. What's the problem? Okay, it turns out it's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. Okay. Now we're going to talk about being hatmana with something cool on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mutar, it is permissible. Lahatman es hatzonen. It's permissible, like we just said, to insulate a, before we talked about water, it's permissible to insulate a cold dish on Shabbos in order to keep it cool. And we're not choshesh that maybe, if I see you insulating a cold dish, maybe I'll go ahead and insulate a warm dish on Shabbos. That would be a problem. I think that would maybe be gzeir. But still, they don't have that havamina. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, what's the chiddush? What is Shmuel teaching us? Tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah just said, right away, you see in the Mishnah, you have to keep the cool. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference here. Amalei Avaye Tuba Kamashma. No, he taught us a lot. The Imi Masnisin had it just been from the Mishnah, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili, meaning the heter to do it, to insulate something cool, that's only the Davar Shein Darko Lahatman. That's something that you typically do not insulate to keep warm. If it's something that I don't typically insulate to keep warm, like cold water, right? You typically do not insulate it to keep it warm, the cool water. Aval davar shedarko lahatmin, but something that you typically would insulate to keep warm, meaning a cooked dish, low. Then maybe there you would not be permitted to insulate to keep cool because you have the concern that maybe if you allow it to insulate to keep cool, you'll insulate to keep it warm. Kamash Mulan comes Shmuel to tell us that even something that is typically insulated to keep warm, you are still permitted to insulate to keep it cool. Fine. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rebbe. Ravuna says the name of Rebbe. Asur, that's what the Gersa changes. Asur lahatman tesonin. You're not allowed to insulate to keep the cool, to keep something cool. Again, Shmuel. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's going to be a problem because I know that Rebbe said the opposite elsewhere. Vatanya, don't we have a brisa that states explicitly, Rebbe hitir lahatman tesonin. He permitted you to insulate to keep the coolness. So we have a steer in Rebbe. Gemara says Lokasha, it's Lokasha. Two different time periods. Rebbe said one thing, then he heard something, and he was closer. Lo kasha ha. The memra that said that Rebbe was oser, he did not permit you to keep the cool. That's mikamei delishmei mi Rebbe Shmuel the Rebbe Yosi. That's before he heard the rule from Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yosi. We're going to see that Rebbe Yosi, who was Rebbe Shmuel's father, was matir this hatmana. Baha, and the fact that the price that states that Rebbe was matir to hatman to keep the coolness, lebasar lishmei. It's after he heard the ruling from Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi. So what's the case? What's the story? He had the Yosef Rebbe v'Yomar. One time Rebbe was sitting and he said, "Asur lahatman tzatzonen. It is impermissible to insulate to keep cool." Amr lefana Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Yosi, who Abba, right? I guess Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Abba. No, Rebbe Tzaya. Amr lefana Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi. Abba, my father, Rebbe Yosi, who apparently was Rebbe's Rebbe, right? Hiti lahatman tzatzonen. He was matir this. So Amar, so Rebbe says, "Kvar horazake." Right, the elder Zakin already made the psak. I may not go back on that. Tosos brings the whole story. What's the story? Let's finish the story. So Amar Papa, Bo Ure Kam Mechabim Zedzeg. Let's go see how much love or respect Rebbe and Rav Yosef had for each other. She'ilu Rav Yosef Kayam. So long as Rav Yosef was alive, Hayakafa for Yosef Lifnei Rebbe. He would sit in front of Rebbe. He would sit down in front of Rebbe, meaning that he would be like one of his talmidim. I mean, Rebbe was the nasi. So he would sit like one of his talmidim. Dehar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi d'memale makam avosav havav, because Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi basically filled the spot of his father, the kafav Yosef le'Rebbe, and he sat in front of Rebbe like a talmid because that's the covet of the nesius. But b'ka'amak for horizaki. Nevertheless, Rebbe had this individual who sat kafav to him. When Rebbe heard that he made a psak, he was kafav to him, and he didn't.
He must have been an old person at the time.
Rabbi Yosi was probably pretty old. Rabbi Yosi was when?
Student of Brother Rabbi Kiva.
So he's right, yeah, so he's straddling the...
Correct, but he was the oldest student.
Right, so Rabbi Kiva died in like 132, approximately. And Rebbe did the Mishnah in 200, but he could have been living from earlier, 160s, 170. So yeah, he was an old man. He was an old man. Tosa says, why was Rabbi Yossi kafuf to Rebbe? He says, Peirush Rabbeinu Shlomo, machmas nesiuso, because of the nesius of Rebbe. Rav Yosi had a gadol mi-Rebbe. Rav Yosi was a gadol mi-Rebbe, and he proves it from this case in the Maseches Nida. That why someone asked a question, and the person passed like Rebbe, says, why you pass like Rebbe in the face of the memra of Rav Yosi? And apparently, Rav Yosi was a bigger Talmud Chacham. So he says, so Rabbi Yotam says, really, originally, he says, Rabbi Yotam first divided mitchila Rabbi Talmido Shor Rabbi Yossi. Originally, Rabbi was the Talmud of Yossi, about a Charkach, but afterwards, Nishakim Rabbi. Rabbi became greater. Hidamir Hassan, Rabbi Chamasav, Rabbi Reish Mesifta, Shchichir Rabban Gabay Mechadlan Shemaise. Since Rabbi was the Rosh Yeshiva, so he had a lot of Talmid Chacham around him, so he got sharper. And that's what it was. But there was a lot of respect for it. Bottom line is, Rabbi was Choser, because of what Rabbi Yossi said, and he permitted you to do Hatmana with Sonin. Amalei Rav Nachman with Doru Abde. Rav Nachman said to his servant Doru, that was his name, two things. Number one, on Shabbos he said Atman Lim Sonen, you could do Hatmana for me to keep something cool. And a different time on a weekday, the Isili Maya the Achim Kapila Arama, bring me water that was warmed up by this guy. Bring me warmed up water by the guy. So we see he did two things. Number one, he passed him that you can do Hatmana with Sonen. Number two, he passed him there's no Bishul Akum when it comes to water. Right, Shama Rabbi Ami heard that Rav Nachman was making in these two situations. Ikbid, and he got angry at him. He says, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have been making. So Amar Rav Yosef, my time Ikbid. Why did Rav Yosef get upset? Kirav say of it. Right, Rav Nachman was just doing what his Rebbeim passed him. He was going according to the rules. Chada Kirav, Chada Kishmuel. One halacha he was holding like Rav. One halacha was holding like Shmuel. Kishmuel is holding like Shmuel. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mutal Hatmana Tzonin. Like we just said, you're allowed to do Hatmana with something that's cool. So, and then when he wanted to get hot water on the weekday, that was Kirav. He held like Rav. The Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav. Sorry, the Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav. Kol Shul Necha Kamo Shul Chai. Anything that can be eaten raw, there's no concept of Bishul Akum. Ein Bo Mishul Mishul In Achrim. Rav Han says, but he Savar Adam Chashav Shani. He thought that since who we're talking about again? That since Rav Nachman was an Adam Chashav, it should be different. Fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, Adam Chashav Shani, in the middle, right smack in the middle, he says, Shaharoa Oso Shehu Mekel, Omed Hu Mekel Yoser. When you see a great tzaddik being Mekel to level A, you can say, oh, if that's good enough for him, I can even go one level down. You don't just assume that he's doing the halacha. So according to Rashi here, the Havamina was that an Adam Chashav has to even be more mocking for himself, because you have to be careful. If everyone's looking at him, he's going to drop a level. And then he can't drop a level below the line. I don't know what the psak is, because he did it, right? Rav Nachman did it. Rav Nachman seems to obviously be arguing. Okay. Now, from now to the end of the parak, which is just on the base, there's going to be a one long Tosefta. So some of the stuff is going to be a little redundant of what we did, but we're going to do the Tosefta. Again, the Chachamim say, Yinaladu Hatmana with Chanan on Shabbos, even with something that, Yinaladu have any Hatmana with Moshe Hevel. And the Bryce is now going to count ways that the Chachamim permitted Hatmana, or that you changed the Hatmana that was on Erev Shabbos, and it's still Mutter. So what happens? Tana Rabbanan. Afo pisha amru ain't tomin mafilu b'dobar shein emosif hevel, even though that on Shabbos you are now allowed to insulate even with something that does not increase the heat, misha chashecha im bala hosif mosif. Right, once Shabbos starts, misha chashecha, you can't do Hatmana with anything that's mosif hevel, even if it's not mosif hevel, but im bala hosif, if you did Hatmana on Erev Shabbos properly, and then on Shabbos you want to add another towel to it, Ubala Hosif Mosif, you're allowed to add to the Hatmana. Right? That is in
something that doesn't
add.
So it's not Mosif
Hevel,
right?
Of course. Brought the Lachlamai. So Alpha Pish ain't Ton Bishah Mosif Hevel. Im Tamun Beojom. Sorry, that we had that, and it says Vachain, Im Ratzel Hosif Allah, Bishabis Mosif, you're allowed to add. There's all in Simon Rishon Zion Sif Dalit. So I have on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, I cook a pot of soup. Middle of summer, it's hot, so I shut the flame. I properly wrap it with the towel on Erev Shabbos, and I don't know for whatever reason it will be later. But I put another towel around it on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Right. I'll put another towel. Now they increase the Hatmana in the permissible Hatmana on Shabbos. So Ketzad. Now the Gemara says somebody wants to change the heat. So basically, it's a little difficult to read this. He says Ketzad who Oseh. What do you do? Rav Shimon Mila Omer. Noteles hasadinin umeniach hasagilufrikin. Oh, noteles hasagilufrikin umeniach hasadinin. You can. It seems to be that you can switch flax with wool and wool with flax any way you want, as long as there was hatmana before Shabbos. It seems that you can switch it around, and that's what it's going on here. I mean, the Rishonim have a field day as what the Bryce is teaching us to do, but I think that the point really is that once you do hatmana on Shabbos, you can sort of. I guess you could sort of re-insulate it with something else. I don't know what else he's talking about. I don't know what he's saying. Oh, I have to go through notes, but on top, was that what you just...
Yeah, I'm going to go through notes.
Okay.
A hefty note,
right?
Yeah,
no. There's a hefty note down there, I'm sure. Yeah, I saw four different shitas about it. There's a Tosfos, there's a Rabbi Yonah, there's a Ramban, there's a Magen Mishnah, about how to explain what the...
The whole bigger show about it.
Right.
You can replace it
with something else.
Something else, equivalent, let's say.
I don't know. Yeah.
Different insulation. What is already... Insulated, you can replace
right. Because the problem is that there's no chiddush. Like, what's the? We already said that. You can switch it.
Well, you can add to it and say you switch. You said you can add.
Well,
that's
Hagmara. Hagmara
doesn't add.
Well, you can do that. We said in the Mishnah that if it comes out, you can put it back on. So you can take it off and put it back on. All right, whatever. So you have to. There's a major to do in the Rishon of what's going on. Let's keep it going. Another thing you have to do is that Hatman is only by a Kli Rishon, right? So the Gemara missed the Tosefta continues. We came in Rishon Megmil Omer Lo Asu El Osu Mecham. There's another cooler. You're not allowed to do any Hatman on Shabbos itself with the water or the thing is it's in a. I'll say water. This is a Machlokas with Dover Gush. Let's say the water is in one pot, and then you're afraid it's going to cool out. You pour it into a klisheni, and then you can wrap it, then you can insulate it there. Right? So Gemara gives us, our Tosefta says why. The Tosefta says why. Hashda, now that you're taking it from a kli klisheni, we all know that halacha, the klisheni is cooler than a kli rishon. Ikuri kamikarile. So you're doing an act that's going to make it cooler. Artuki kamirtachlai. So then are you concerned? What's the concern of hatmana? That you're going to stoke the coals? There's no concern anymore. The whole point falls away. That seems to be what the issue is. Right, that seems to be that you're pinam yimeichel meicham, it is mutter. Again, that is in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's a Simon Hay. It says, impina hatafshil v'shabbos. Right, if you took the tafshil out of the pot on Shabbos, impina hatafshil v'shabbos, mikadeirish and nifadashal v'al. You took it out of the kli rishon, the kadeira theris, into a different kadeira, mutter l'hatmino b'dover she'en mosif hevel. You're allowed to be mocking it in Dover Shein Mosif Hevel. So,
Klish.
That's exactly it. That's right. Right. Ib Pinotu. So, Mr. Brewer says, the low Osir Elikahu should be Kli Rishon in the Spashal Bo. It's only Osir if it's in a Kli Rishon that was cooked in. Abakisha Pinohu Likli Acher. You put it into a second key. Kli. Afa Pi Afsha Dina Yatsal Lettuce Bo Mutter. If it's the Yatsal Lettuce Bo, it's Mutter. Then if you even pour it back to the first Kli Rishon, Nami Shari, it's still mutter. The Sulo Mikri Kli Rishon, it's not considered Kli Rishon anymore. Once I took it out, put it back, it's not a Kli Rishon. But Havale Kitzonin and Mutter Lachmino, because it's considered, Rishon Bruce says it's considered a Kitzonin, it's considered something cool. Once it's not a Kli Rishon, it's considered something cool, and it's mutter to do Hatmana. But Filu, he says, even with Kli Rishon in this carrier, you can do Hatmana. But brings down here in the notes for the. From the deer shoe, talks about a dover gush, which is that very hot, solid item. Some people say that a hot, solid item, if it's taken out of the pot, it's still considered a kli rishon. So maybe for that, he says, maybe for that, some would argue that you can't. If you take that out of the pot, you can't wrap it. I don't know what aluminum foil is considered, but I guess you can't. If that's mosif hevel or not, but probably not. Fine. Okay, that's that halacha. Now. This is the next, this last member of the Tosefta. This is difficult to read, but let's. Taman, you did hatmana v'kisa v'davar anita b'shabbos. You enveloped it and you covered it with something that's not muksa. Both items, two separate items, the top and around the sides. Hatmana, neither of them are muksa. Or taman, you encirculated with davar she'en anita b'shabbos. You encirculated with muksa v'kisa v'davar anita, but you covered it. With something that's cut nitel b'shabbos, harizem notel umachzer. It's no problem. You can take off the cover, take the thing out, and then you can put it back in. And you can put it again. It's off the plane. There's no chazara problem. You can put it back in. Maintain the hatmana. But taman, I'm just going to read with the girsa we have now. Taman v'kisa b'davar she'enu nitel b'shabbos. You encirculated it and you covered it with muksa. Oh, taman v'davar nitel b'shabbos v'kisa b'davar she'enu nitel b'shabbos. Or you encirculated it with muksa. But you covered it with something. Sorry, you encircled it with non-muksa, and you covered it with muksa. Im hayem megul miksaso. So now I have muksa on top. So how do I get rid of it? How do I take it off? So if it's a little open, im hayem megul miksaso machzir. You can open it, take it out, and put it back. V'im lav, it's not megula at all. Einu notel l'machzer. You can't take it out and put it back in. So first of all, this Rashi's girsa. Look at the Rashi. It says, O tamam bedavar she'einu nital v'kisa bedavar nital harizeh notel l'machzer. He says, the hovel v'akiso nital megala hakadeira v'osa. You can undo it and take it out. Aval tamam v'kisa bedavar she'einu nital. If they're both muksa, O afilu tamam bedavar anital v'kisa bedavar she'einu nital, or just the top is muksa, im ein mixes pia magula, if you don't have a little bit of it left open on top, lo yito de ein lo b'mayachzen. There's nothing for you to hold on to. So Rashi asks, v'im tomar, what's the big deal? Yipnes vivoseha, let's say the top is muksa, and the sides are not muksa. So just undo the sides on the bottom, and tilt the pot over, and it comes out. Right? Im tomar, yipnes vivoseha, hova dovra nidalu, v'yachzen b'dofne, and grab onto the walls, v'yiten al tzida v'yipalo kisui, and it'll fall out. Like we see on Daf Kuf Mem Beis, ha'evin shal pi achavis, you have a stone on top of the barrel, mata al tzida, you tilt it to the side, v'hino feles. V'im ha'isa ben chavios makbiyom, and whatever, you can put it over. So Tosos answers, he says over there, it's b'shachach, but there it's talking about a case where you just left it by mistake. Here you did it purposely. And nasis basas adavar aser. It becomes a basas adavar aser. Meaning, what becomes a basas? The kli on top, the cover on top, is usser, so the pot is a basas adavar usser, and you can't touch it to flip it over. Again, one second. So he says, well, what's the difference if it's left open or not? So he says, v'hecha de megula miksaso ein zed tiltul. That's not considered tiltul, so mitstado v'akiso ein open eilav. First of all, I don't understand the chiluk. But basically what Rashi is saying is that if I have the cover is muksa, and the sides are not muksa, so the sides become a basis to what's on top. But if it's a little open and magul on top, it's not a basis. A, what's that chiluk? B, how is this a basis?
My question is how?
It's not a basis.
It really covers the barrel. It would be a basis if that was possible. How's it possible?
That what?
How do you have a top that's muksa?
You use different materials.
No, it doesn't matter. If you wish for a top, by definition, it's not muksa anymore.
Exactly. It's not. The basis means when the bottom is serving the top. No, the top is serving the bottom now. It's covering the bottom. That's not a bus.
My question is, if you designated something that...
Well, that was yesterday's stuff. You didn't designate it.
No,
that was
but you determined this is going to be the cover of the barrel now.
But he didn't designate it. That was yesterday's stuff. We're talking about designation. He didn't do the designation that was appropriate.
But he used it.
So what? That was yesterday's stuff. If you have muksa, you have for hatmana, you have to actually do... either machshava or designate just the action itself. According to many, is not enough.
Okay, so what happens if the heating element is in the top?
There's no heating element.
One second, the heating element is in the top.
Right.
Okay. The top then is the muksa part.
Right.
There's no other thing. How else do you have a muksa top? What's a muksa top?
No, you use one of those zephes or one of those things that one of those materials that we said yesterday, a couple of days ago. That's muksa. That I don't know the tsemer or something that the things that were not. We had the whole thing yesterday about right, but my question is I think my question is more fundamental. Basis means when the bottom is serving the top.
Right.
Here the top is servicing the bottom. So how's it a basis?
The basis is the basis is because without the bottom, that's what's holding the food.
Right. So that's the key part.
So the bottom is the buses.
The
top is not really buses. It's only covering
exactly.
The bottom.
So how is that a buses?
It's buses because without the bottom, even though the top is the muksa part.
When's a bus?
A bus is
a bus is
the bottom
bus. No, they say the top. Rashi saying the top is a bus.
How do you remove the top?
The question is, how do you remove the top? So Tosu said, Rashi says, why can't you just tilt it over? He says, oh, I can't tilt it over because I can't touch the sides because it's a bus to the top. How's it a bus?
Right.
Not my question. No, the bottom is a bus. The Rashi says it. Aval b'niach nase buses l'davar aser.
Maybe you mean that the cover of the pot is buses to the covering of the top.
No, the covering is the muksa item.
No, not the covering. The top is fine. What's covering the top is muksa.
Wait, so Rashi says you can't touch the sides to tilt it over because it became a buses to the top to the muksa on top. But that's not the definition of buses.
I really read that whole note.
No, that's not the definition of buses. I don't think he asked that question. I saw the note. Rabbi Razor asked the same question. I don't know. I don't know what the question is. Anyway. He says, I don't know. I think he said that's a swasemis, but I don't have a swasemis. Okay. Continuing.
You didn't bring it in your suitcase?
Fine. We also say that it's usher to be mocking by something that's Mosif Hevel. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Neorishol Pishtan Daka, these leftover thin, that falls off from the Pishtan, when these little Pishtan leftovers, Harehu Kezevel, that's like the manure, which is considered something that's Mosif Hevel, and you can't be, do atamana with them even Miba Ojom. Next. Meinichin, Tosefta's continuing. Meinichin Mecham Agabe Mecham. You can put one, basically this is sort of a kli agave kli, but you can put one mecham on top of another mecham to keep the warmth in the top. Basically you have a warm mecham on the bottom, you can put another mecham on top, that's not considered hatmana b'davar mosav hevel, because now you have something that's adding heat to it, it's not considered b'davar mosav hevel, and you can do kedera, and the kedera agave kedera, you can put a kedera on top of kedera, avalo kedera agave mecham, below mecham agave kedera, you can't do the opposite, but here the gears is also different. Rashi says, "Yes, svarim shekasav en avalo mecham agabi kedera." The only thing that's usher is a mecham agabi kedera. Why? Because Rashi says, "Mufarshim taima mipnei shakedera mar bechamimosu mosif hevel lemecham." Because the kedera gives a lot more heat. So that's going to be considered some sort of hatmana. Avav b'tosefta gasin lo mecham agabi kedera. The kirsa was a little different. You can't. Problem was over here: the kedera is hotter, and it's going to increase the heat of the mecham. And if you put the mecham on top of it, I don't think it's a hatmana issue. I think it looks more like a Mexican mavashal issue, because you're putting this. You're not wrapping it. Wrapping doesn't mean the pot itself is not a wrap. You got to wrap the pot, right? So if people say, you know, oh, what do you do? I took a piece of a kugel and you wrapped it in aluminum foil and you put it on top of the challah. You didn't insert it in the challah. You just left it on top. That's not hatmana, because the food covering itself is not the hatmana. It's covering the covering. That's hatmana. If you take that piece of kugel and in the aluminum foil and you immerse it into the challah, then you may have an issue. Okay. Next, the Mishnah says v'tach espia b'vatzik. You're allowed to cover the top of the mecham or the kedera with this sort of bread to keep it. I don't know what the chiddush is over there. Rashi says v'tach espia b'vatzik hanilush mi'ojom. As long as it's baked before, you know, if it's needed during the day, before Shabbos, you can cover it. I don't know what the chiddush is there. Okay, but if you'd rather do hatmana, you'd rather do hatmana. I guess you're allowed to do hatmana with that. That's the hatmana thing, that's mutter. Okay. Now.
The first part, we're talking about flax and stuff like that. So now you
look about
the
people. Okay. So below.
It has to do with the fact of
baking
or whatever.
Oh, the bacon?
That aspect. That's what Rashi says, right?
Because it's already needed. So it's also talking about the.
It's not so much of the hatmana.
You're talking about it itself.
It's talking about the dough. You can't mix up a batch of bread before Shabbos, on Shabbos.
I don't know. Okay. Then the Brisa continues. Below, there was no, the heter of putting a mecham agabi mecham. Below, b'shvil sheyichamu. Ella, b'shvil sheyu mishumari. I mean, Lala had the intention to make to warm it up. The intention has to be, because that's Mexican Mavashal, the intention has to be just to keep the way it is, not to warm it up.
The intentional?
I don't know. Because you're dealing with takanas. I don't know.
So you can do X as long as you think.
Problem is over here, though, is that, because we're talking about Bishal, so why is it brought down here? We're talking about Hatmana. Why is this whole... This is a Mechzik Mevashal issue. It's not a Hatmana issue. That's a good question. I know. Then the Brisa continues. Kshem she'im tomer sechamin. Just like you're not allowed to insulate to keep warm. Kach im tomer sechonin. So too you're not allowed to insulate to keep the cool. But Rebbe hitil hatman sechonin. But like we saw, Rebbe was not there to do Hatman to keep something cool. Okay, so now you think you're done. The Brisa now throws in something completely unrelated. There's a lot of halacha lemaisa on this. Ein marzikin lo sechad lo sabarad. You may not like crush the snow or the hail to get the water out of it b'Shabbos. B'shvil sheyizuvu meimah. So in order for that the water to come out, figure out what the problem is. There are three issues with it. Number one, it's either molid, nolad, or schita. What the problem is. That's why people, they tell you, is that you pour the drink, then you put the ice in. It's to be machmir for one of the shitas, otherwise you have an issue with the sefer truma. But the idea, and the problem of a bowl of ice cubes also, if you put a bowl of ice cubes in, so the eights are in, they're going to melt, the eights is to put some water in the bowl first, then put ice cubes in and they melt into the bowl. But he says, Aval no sein hu lesocha kos, right? He says, you can put the snow or the hail into the kos of water, olotocha ka'ara, the ein ochoshes, and then you don't have a problem. Again, there's three different Shulchan Aruch paskins. Where is it? Shin Ches? Right, Shin Ches Tess, I think. Shulchan Tes. He says, V'hasheleg, v'habarod, emirasmus, and you can't crush them. The hainu, which means l'shobram l'chatichos dachos kadeshi yozobu meimav, so that the water comes out. Aval nosin hu l'tocha koshel yayin, you can put it into orma, you can put it into the cup first. V'hu nimoch, you put it into the cup where the water already is. V'hu nimoch me'elav, and it melts by itself, v'eno choshesh, and it's not a problem. That's what he says. He says, v'eno choshesh, Rashi, Mr. Brew quotes, came in the low oven ma'aseh b'yadayim, since he didn't do a ma'aseh b'yadayim, lo gazrubei, there's no gzeira over here. Some say you're not even crush it directly into the coast. The town, the Cambridge, this Arab, the Meshav, the coast, ain't no ayin, lo gazer baklal. Then you don't see it, there's no gzera. That's a whole machlokas of what the reason is. Again, the machlokas is whether it's an issue of nolad. Rashi says over here it's different. He says, Kadesh Yosef Omayim, Yisum de kamoli b'shabbos, b'damil malacha. Like you're creating something, moli, creating something new. Right? And there's nolad, and then there's a problem. Sefer Tshuva says there's a schita issue. Okay. Hadron Allah Bametomin, Hadron Allah Bametomin, Hadron Allah Bametomin. Next, Perek. What? Yeah, we just read in the Shulchan Aruch.
As far as like, walking outside,
no, I don't think that's the problem. That's probably Dabar Shein Roskavin. It's great. I mean, that's all those things. That, I don't think that's an issue. That's, again, we're talking about the Rabbanon, so that depends on where they made the Takana. Fine. So he says specifically, Lois Hashem Zabar B'Shabbos B'Shvil She Yizov U'Meimav. That's when you purposely want it. To, for the water to come out. Now, next parak talks about what an animal can go out, what an animal cannot go out with. Meaning, the rule is that, well, the halacha is basically, just like there's a mitzvah that you're not allowed to do malacha, you're not allowed to have your animals do malacha. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is where we learn it from. One way of learning it from is the pasuk says, lo sasakom malacha ato vincho v'techa badcho masa, right? Sharko v'chamarcho v'chol v'mtecha. And that seems to be that. Tosfos says you learn that the lamanya nuach, which is more of an assay. But the idea is that, so what can it come out? What can it be carrying when it goes out? What type of things? But basically, the rule is, if it's needed for the animal, you can wear it. If it's extra, it's called a masui. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to carry it. In the next parak, so we're talking about what a woman can go out, can go out, right? From the Isha Yotzas. So here, the Mishnah says, Vameh behema yotza. What can a behema go out wearing on Shabbos? Again, it's all talking about a place where there's no Eruv, which is a Yotza, there's a Rabbin. Right, but maybe he yotza, uba me eno yotza, and what can it not go out with? So it's yotza hagamal v'afsar. I think the camel can go out with its saddle on it. V'naka b'chatam. So naka is the female camel can go out with a chatam. See what the chatam is? It's some sort of nose ring. Ulevudkim b'prumbia. The levudkim, whatever those are, can go out b'prumbia. Rashi says the Gemara will explain what those are. Okay, and the sus, the horse b'sheir, can go out with its collar. That's the way you keep it. Those things are necessary, you know, to do it. And go out with its collar. V'chol balei hasher, and any animal that typically has a collar, yotzin b'sher, can go out with its collar. V'nimshachin b'sher, and you can pull it with the collar. You can lead it, I guess, with the collar. I believe Tosos tomorrow talks about maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. Do that Tosos tomorrow talks about walking the dog, walking with the collar. Okay. V'chol balei hasher, yotzin b'sher, v'nimshachin b'sher. Okay, that's what the Mishnah said. Next. And not only that, there's another halacha by the shear, by the collar. He says, "V'mezin aleim b'tolim u'koman." Let's say the shear, this collar got tamei mace. You can do the sprinkling, and you can have it go into the mikvah while it's still on the animal. I guess the whole animal goes in somehow. Figure out how to do that. But you can, as long as it goes in with the animal on, it's fine, right? "Mezin aleim b'tolim u'koman," right? That's what Rashi says. "Mezin aleim b'koman k'mo shehein b'tzaver behem le'nitmo b'tolim u'koman machnisa behem le'mayim le'hakol shear." You don't have to take it off. You can just put the animal in and go and do tefillah for the shear. Fine.
What is the idea? To build a fence around your property to prevent the animal from leaving because you might carry these things, or
you just what? Take them off on Shabbos.
Let's say you get a chance. I mean, you have to build.
Make sure it doesn't go out on Shabbos.
Because it's doing work for you. Because
it's doing work. Because you're not allowed to do malach.
So you couldn't care less what you know. You don't have
to. The halacha is that your animals are not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. Ato bin chuitecha bad chamasu shorcha b'chuitecha. You're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos.
Adam has the load that you want comes to your property, and then it leaves.
Is it your animal?
Your animal. You want the property, the load to be here, and then it leaves your property and goes back.
That's the problem.
You don't want it to leave.
Doesn't matter. You so prevent it. Lock the gate.
You have to prevent it.
Lock the gate.
You're doing work, even though you don't care.
Lock the gate. Okay. So my naka b'chatam. What is the naka? What's this female and what's the donkey and what's the chatam? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, naka kivarte. It's a female white cam. What? Yes, I did. Mezin alein v'tolim mekoma. We talked about the tefillah. So about when it gets tummy mace, you don't have to take it off of the animal. You can do the sprinkling and you can do the dump into the mikvah with the animal. So ma naka b'chatam amar Rabbi Barchana nakta chivarti. It's this white camel, I guess. B'zamma v'deparzala. It can go out with this sort of iron ring that's it through its nose. I guess these were pretty wild animals. In order to keep them in place, you put this iron ring in its nose. I guess that's why you let it. Otherwise, it didn't. That was the shmirah for the animal, right? Rashi says, "Bezama b'parzla." The word he uses, muzzle bilaz. It was in a muzzle. It says, "Nokave eschotmo umachniso b'tocho v'hukimin tabas." It's this nose ring. I guess, and then you put the rope in the ring to lead it. Okay, uluvtikin v'prumbia, and the uluvtikin can go out with your prumbia. So what's that? Amrav Huna. Chamara luva, it's the donkey that comes from luv. The pagay de parzla, it can go out with the chagay de parzla. Rashi says, "Prid ke'en shalanu, pagay kemozek kina chamor bebeis pagay." It's some sort of bit, I think, that you stick into the it that goes into the mouth. I think, and that's how you can lead it. That's I don't know how we describe what the taichi is, but I think he just says pagay de parzla.
Oh no, that's iron bit.
So he says an iron bit. Right. Okay. Fine. An iron, but it has pictures over here, so I was able to figure out what it meant. Okay, so now these Levi Shadar Zuzi Levi Chozai Lemizben Lechamer Luva. I'm not sure about this here, other than the fact that it talks about a Chamer Luva. Levi sent money to the people in Chozai to buy for him this Chamer Luva, this donkey from Luva. Apparently, these are good donkeys. So Tsaru, they didn't want to do it. So Tsaru, they tarred the money with Shadrali Saari, and they sent it back to him wrapped up in barley. Lemeima the Nigrid the Chamer Saari. Because you don't have to go, it's too far for them to get the donkey. And you don't need to buy the best donkey. If you want a good donkey, all you have to do is feed the barley, and it'll be just as good. Okay, that's why it's there. Okay. Again, now the Mishnah had said that a gamal, a regular camel, goes out with an afsar, right? With an afsar, we said, was the saddle, I think. But the female donkey has this zamma de parzala, has this iron nose ring. So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel machlipum fnei Rebbe. They asked the opposite in front of Rebbe, meaning shalzo bezu mahu. Can I put the saddle on the female and the nose ring on the male and go out with them? So naka the absaloti boilach, the female camel with the saddle, you can't ask, can't go out with that. Came with a little mitra by masahu. That's not enough to keep it in place. It's not sufficient shmira. So therefore, it's just considered a maso. It doesn't serve the purpose of the animal. That's carrying on Shabbos. Kiti boilach. The question is gamal b'chatam mai. The gamal who doesn't typically need the chatam. What if you use the chatam? Can that work? Came in the sign of the officer masoi. Since it's enough to just put the saddle on, then putting the nose ring on is considered a masoi. Odilma in Jerusalem, you say Russell lo amin masoi. You say an extra shmirah is not considered a masoi. I don't understand whether we're talking about where the saddle's on it, and in addition to it, you have the nose ring, or just that you don't. You put the nose ring. So I'm on the fun hub. So they sent in front of Rebbe. I guess they're there to control the animal. The perfect idea is control. I think saddle.
Allows you to
smell. That's also controls the animal.
Because
you also it's a halter. So also right. So it's around the neck of the animal,
right.
and you hold it. You sit it and you hold it and you hold the rope around it. So it's a halter more than a saddle.
Correct.
Okay.
Side question, so the tchum, you have to worry about tchum too for an animal or no?
I don't know.
Just the cat. No, it makes a difference. Apparently you're allowed to let the animal go out,
but
just the nose ring. No, it's part of the animal. Let it go as far as it wants, or you have to control how far it goes. I can't have no control
over
the animal.
Yes, it's part of the animal.
If it's part of the animal.
It's
then,
part
then,
of the animal. You know the bit that they put on a horse?
He's just asking, forget the nose ring. You're asking whether there's an issue of tchum for your animal.
Right,
I don't know.
Is that considered a malacha?
Tchum is never a malacha. Tchum is a takana. Right. Chum is not a deraisa.
Right, but the Mishnah is like carrying or any malacha that we can't do an animal.
Right now, the Mishnah is talking about carrying, and they learn that the animal's not doing malacha for you. Now, the animal's not allowed to turn on your television for you. The animal's not allowed to turn your lights on for you. So why? So the animal can't carry. It's not allowed to carry. Whether it applies to chum under the rabbanan, I don't know. So I'm on the phone of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel answered Rabbi Yossi. Kach Amar Abba. This is what my father did a lot with Rabbi Yossi today's stuff. Kach Amar Abba. This is what my father said. Arba behemas yotzes ba'afsar. Four animals can go out with this, what do we call it again? The halter. Hasus, right, the sus, the perid, the gamal, the chamor. They go out. Lemute mai, so what does not go out with, lemute mai? La lemute gamal b'chatam. It means that the gamal, right? We just said that the gamal can go out with the halter, but it cannot. It seems to exclude that the gamal cannot go out with the chatan. Therefore, because if it's extra shmirus, it's a masra, as much as low. L'mutei nakaba afsar. It comes to exclude the female camel with the halter. That doesn't go out with, because that's not good for her. That doesn't do anything for her. But masnisan tana, in our Mishnah, we learned, in the Brisa we learned, levudkim, right, these white donkeys, the gamal and the camel, yotzin ba'afsar. They can go out with an afsar. I mean, they go out with an afsar, not with the nose ring. So Gemara says, so based on that, you see that the shemir yaseira is considered a masoi, and it's not a masa, and therefore it's also to go back, to go out with it. So Gemara says, can deny that. The name is a machlok tanoim. Right, so we have a brice that says as follows: Ein chaya yotza b'sugar. Right, the chaya, this animal, the wild animal, cannot go to the rusharabim with a sugar, which I think is some sort of rope collar. Right, some sort of rope collar, because that's like a masa. Hananya Omer, yeah, our friend Hananya. I wonder if it's the same Hananya about Bishol. I don't know if it's the same Hananya. I don't know, but it was Hananya Omer yotza b'sugar. It can go out the v'chol davar hamishtamer and go out with anything that keeps it, that can keep it to do a shmirah for the animal. Meaning, as even extra shmirah, even extra shmirah is not a masa. So b'may eskinah, the Gemara says, what are we dealing with over here? Ilem b'chay gadola. Let's say we're talking about a big chay, a big wild animal, like a bear, right? So misagila sugar, this cow is going to work for a bear? That's nothing. That's clearly a masa. Ella b'chay katana. We're talking about a small little animal, like a weasel or something like that. Milo sagila suka. It's definitely enough to sugar. So what are we talking about? Ella lav chatul ikubinayu, the cat or something ikubinayu. Tanakama sarvakina sagila misna ba'alma. Since by cat you can just do a small little rope. That's sufficient. So the additional shmirah, masrehu, that's considered a masa because the shmirah you say, and you can't go out. The chananya savar kol nitirusa, you say rasa, lo amina masrehu. Once it's a shmirah, it's a shmirah. Doesn't matter, you don't have to worry about the level of shmirah. As long as it's a shmirah off of the animal, that therefore it's now used for the animal, it's not considered a burden, and therefore it can go out into the Rosh Hashanah with that on Shabbos. Amr Avuna bar Chia, Amr Shmuel, halacha ki chananya. The halacha is like chananya, that anything that has shmirah can use, so therefore the male camel can go out with that iron nose ring to control it. Fine.
I'm going to say anything that the animal goes to sleep with that item, then it's obviously not an animal.
His promise is extra.
Why? It's extra.
If you have an earring, you have an earring, a woman has an earring, that's masculine.
I don't know. Is the same rules for a woman as for a camel?
I'm saying, what's the same?
You want to say that?
It's not considered carried by a woman.
So maybe it is because, did we say that something that's used for beauty is, maybe we say that for a woman? Who says we say that for an animal? It's an ornament. It's an ornament. Maybe the animal can't carry it outside. Here it's only something that's used for the animal. An ornament may not be. For a woman, maybe an ornament is. I'm not going to go and compare it to the camel and the woman. What? No, it makes on different situations. That's the point over here.
What?
It's not carrying is carrying. If it's needed for the animal, it's not considered carrying.
The
carrying.
Animal to bed. The
right.
Animal goes to bed with this item.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not a masloi because it's something.
Why?
No,
why?
No,
why? No, people go to sleep with earrings. People go to sleep with things that they take.
Right,
they
that's
take
why
out.
It's not carrying.
Maybe
no,
it is carrying for the animal.
No. The problem is
why?
Extra shmear.
Yeah, that's
that.
Beyond. He's saying, yeah. He's even more than that. But why? Just because I put on this beautiful bell that for the animal, and it goes to sleep with it. The
but
animal doesn't need it. But that's not the geder. The geder is something that's needed for the animal. The geder for the animal may not be the same thing as for the woman.
If it goes a month and a half for that particular,
okay, so what?
The animal,
so what? So what? It is considered carrying. What about people who say that you're not allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos in Brooklyn on the Eruv? There are people who don't go to sleep, who sleep in their watch, and they still take it off on Shabbos. Why does one have to do with the other?
Don't sleep with the watch, I think.
Some people do. Why not?
You look like a shower.
Oh, that? So maybe it's water resistant. It's waterproof.
Never take my shower.
People don't take it off.
Yeah, like
so
David.
In Brooklyn, you can't wear what?
He uses the air. Who goes to Brooklyn? Okay. fine. Levi berayd Ravuna bar Chiya, Rava Ravuna habikazi ba'archa. They were walking on the way, right? You had Levi on one side and Rava on the other side. Kadme chamar de Levi, the chamari de Rava de Ravuna. So the donkey, they walk on there, each their own donkey, and the donkey of Levi passed the donkey of Rava Ravuna. I mean, Levi went in front of him. You know, he passed him on the right. So chalas daiti de Rava Ravuna. Somebody, Ravuna got upset because I guess he was a gadol and he should be first. So Amar, so Levi says to himself, I got to appease him somehow. Emily Milsa, let me say a dvar halacha ki hechi that osei daite. So that he'll have yishuv adas. So Amalei, so Levi says to him as follows: Chamor she'asakav ra'im. You have an evil donkey, you know, like mine. So obviously, right away he says, I didn't do it. I didn't pass you. My donkey did it. You have an evil donkey like mine, right? Chamor she'askav ra'im kegon zeh, like this one. Mahu latzeis b'prumbia b'shabbos. Can it go out with the prumbia, right? What was the prumbia again? It was the bit. Can it go out with the bit on Shabbos? So basically, he proves to him that, A, his donkey is worse than other donkeys. And he's going to say that, so Amr Le, so he says to him, Hachi Amr Buch Mishmei Shmuel, Halacha Chananya, the Halacha is like Chananya, that any animal, that even a Chaya, can, like the small animal, can go out with the Shugar. Anything that's Shmir Yisera is still considered needed and necessary for the animal, and therefore it can go out. So even your evil donkey over here, it can go out with this, with the Prumbia. What? Yeah, I hear you. Right. But a Chamor is Av Chamor, Ragil. Right, it seems to be, he says, he's basically saying that a prumbia, which is typically too much for the chamor, if go for your chamor as well, I guess. I don't know. Rashi says, right, he says, halacha chananya v'loich patlan I havid nitirusa yisirasa. I don't care if it's additional. You asked a good question. I guess maybe it's a shmir meula. Maybe a regular donkey doesn't need the bit, right. But this donkey. So he says, maybe that's what it is. A regular donkey doesn't need the bit. Your donkey, yeah, it can go out with the bit, and a regular donkey go out with the bit also because the halachah lechanan, you don't have to worry about the extra shmir. I hear your point about what it is. We have to figure out what the geder is of what's allowed to be carried by the animal, what's not allowed to be carried by the animal. I just don't want to say right now that an ornament is by definition something that can be carried out by the animal. I don't think it necessarily becomes buckled to the animal just because it wears it all the time.
Someone typically leaves something in an animal forever.
I don't know.
You have to force it to take it out of the thing.
Why?
It takes 2 hours to get it on. Let's say your nose or whatever. Yeah.
So you should be toreach to avoid the malacha d'oraisa.
Everyone's camels out. Okay, 10 minutes for Shabbat. Let's go now.
Yeah, that's part of being. That's part. You have to set the clocks. You have to open the soda bottles. You have to rip the toilet paper. Make sure the garbage bags are ripped so you don't rip the curtain ones because they rip. They're closed on Shabbos. And take care of your animals. Make sure you're not violating malacha d'oraisa. That doesn't bother me. I mean, it bothers me to do. It doesn't bother me from a conceptual purpose. All right. Have a good day.